I sat down with Ken Crisp and Jack Curtin, who came in to talk about Lindsey Street Hall. The hall began as an African-American church when it was built in 1905. Since then, the congregation has closed, and Crisp and his family has renovated it into a concert hall where concerts, weddings, and nonprofit events can take place. Crisp starts by giving a little history on the building.
Well, Lindsey Street Hall started out as an African-American church. It was the first congregational church, founded in 1867 by freed slaves, and it just enjoyed years and decades of success. And in the late 90s, I would say, it just sort of started losing members, and through attrition, it finally closed its doors in 2001, September of 2001.
I asked Crisp why him and his family wanted to renovate the building, and he says it mostly comes from his family's desire to want to remodel. He also says this building is the biggest project they've tackled.
Probably as much some experience in restoration, and mostly in old homes, and my dad and my brother and I have grown up around construction and remodeled a lot of homes for ourselves. Never a project quite this big, but we saw it, we loved it, we felt like it had good structure, and it just cosmetically was a wreck, and we were just crazy enough to take on the task.
The biggest problem with the renovating has been trying to keep the building's original appearance due to its placement on the National Registry. The most important task with that was replacing the glass windows that distinguished the location.
We were required to keep a lot of it original. It was placed on the National Registry of Historic Places, and that was actually approved last year. So we were sort of required to keep a lot of the structure inside and out similar to the way it was when it was originally built. The windows in it, which are probably one of the key features in the building, the beautiful stained glass windows, were all removed by a local artisan by the name of Bob Zakas. And he's got a wonderful studio. He's moved it up on Signal, I believe. But he took all the glass out, completely redid it, put it back in. We, on the other hand, did everything else. Repaired a lot of the old metal ceiling and just completely refurbished. Most of everything you see in the building was reworked, repainted, or replaced.
With a building designed for events and special occasions, Crisp is often asked how many people the hall can hold at once. He says that 150 to 250 people is a good crowd.
The question I'm asked is how many people will this hold? When I'm asked that question, it's typically about a reception or some sort of a wedding or a corporate party. What I normally quote is the fire marshal's number. They all allow just under 400, 390 something. But that's a crowd. The space is really good for 150 to 250 is a real nice crowd. Of course, outside the patio and the ceremony garden or the lawn that we have on the back of the property, when you bring all that into play, the place will hold several hundred people. They just all can't be in the inside the facility at one point.
People in Chattanooga have been eager to help out with the hall since the renovations. As part of the hall giving back to the community, Crisp said they wanted to start Lindsey Street Music Hall, where people can plan field trips where students can interact with musical artists.
So many people in the community were just eager to help and jump in and be a part of the Lindsey Street Hall, which is the corporate events and that sort of thing. River City Companies, Lyndhurst Foundation, Cornerstones Inc., all of those organizations came in and really helped us with the restoration. Once we got it finished, we realized that people were really wanting to help and be a part of, and we wanted to give something back. So we decided to start a nonprofit called Lindsey Street Music Hall, which is basically field trip opportunities for music education in the schools. Our ideal is that people would, students would come to the Lindsey Street Hall, watch a documentary about a genre of music, listen to an actual artist or group of artists sort of perform that kind of music, and then have a question and answer period with the artist.
Jack Curtin, sound engineer, adds to Crisp by saying they will also have live bands performing and opportunities for artists to come in and have their music recorded. He also hopes the hall will have a television program of the music to air in the near future.
And then we also have the live bands that come mainly on Friday nights. We'll have one or two artists outside while weather's nice, and then probably inside towards the end of the year. But so we do that on Friday nights, and then probably the thing that people take the most interest in as far as music stuff is we're shooting we're calling the Lindsay Street Hall Sessions, which is recordings of a lot of the local artists. We've had a lot of good people come in already. Butch Ross, and we've had Jack Corey's been in there, the new Binkley Brothers, a lot of Moonslew, Strung Like a Horse. We got just a whole series of really good local people, and we've gotten recording them on old analog units, and then we have a video production we're going to cut all together and make a television show out of it, and then we'll have that, and of course the recordings as well we'll have. So that's kind of been the main exciting thing I think that people have gotten into.
I was given a sample of music to play on air from Lindsay Street Hall. The following music clip is property of Jack Curtin.
One, two, three. Oh, bring me back to Texas, bring me back my San Antonio. Take away my money, bring me back my broken home. Cause I've known.
That was Ken Crisp and Jack Curtin from Lindsay Street Hall. For more information, you can log on to www.lindsaystreethall.com. For Around and About, I'm Bobby Sullivan.